This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. CBO with more numbers, pretty much the same ones we've heard before, but we'll dive in that direction in a second. And then, of course, O.J. Simpson and the fact that on Thursday there is a great chance that he will be granted parole, that he will get out of prison, not exactly that day, but he, you know, would go through the process. He gets his parole hearing, let's put it that way. All right, joining us right at the top is Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Great to be here.
And thanks for your thoughts on my husband, Paul. The audience knows what's happened to Paul, and he is resting comfortably. Rest assured, he's all over politics, so he may be listening to us somewhere in the hospital because he always wants to know what's going on. So the CBO with this 32 million more uninsured, now this is just numbers we've heard before, right? They're spitting them out again.
Exactly, yeah. This is a new score that was released in terms of what exactly this legislation would look like with just a clean repeal, and, you know, also what it would look like if you have the Ted Cruz amendment in there, which is a lot harder to score since there really is nothing, you know, comparable to the situation where you're allowed to have a situation where insurance companies are able to give, you know, low-maintenance health care plans in sort of the new arena that we have for healthcare reform right now. So we already know that the administration has pretty much written off the results of the CBO time and time again, saying, you know, they're pretty good when it comes to numbers, but in terms of predicting coverage, that's nowhere near their specialty, according to them. And that's something that they have, you know, fought pretty hard so far. So I would imagine whatever result we see from the CBO is already going to be tainted by the, you know, language that we've already seen come out by the administration.
Yeah. How about, so we jump from that to Trump saying on Wednesday he wouldn't have appointed Jeff Sessions as Attorney General if he knew he was going to recuse himself from the Russia investigation.
What's that about? A shocking announcement. You know,
shocking.
Nobody really knows. This was a very strange, item to come out of the news today. Trump actually sat down with the New York Times and gave this interview. So this wasn't sort of a gotcha question. This was something that, you know, he had time to prepare for. He knew that he was going to be quoted extensively. And nevertheless, we saw him saying that he would not have appointed Jeff Sessions, saying that Sessions should have told him earlier on, you know, if he was going to be recusing himself from the Russia investigation. And then in addition to that, you know, going on sort of a rant to saying that Comey essentially was holding information over his head with the dossier, as well as a whole bunch of other claims. So just a really bizarre statement on his attorney general, one that, you know, certainly cast doubt on, you know, the future of Jeff Sessions within the administration. Previously, the White House has, you know, obviously been more than willing to throw people under the bus. And in this situation, this is a big one. So we don't know exactly where this is going to go from here. But, you know, right now, just a lot of people in Washington are, you know, yet again shocked by some of the language coming out of the Trump White House, particularly in this one, you know, for somebody who's been such a close ally of the Trump campaign, as well as the Trump White House. You know, Sessions in particular was the first senator to actually come forward and endorse Trump at a time where it was still very politically unpopular. And, you know, as we've seen time and time again, the Trump White House is one that, you know, just doesn't necessarily seem to reward loyalty.
Yeah, crazy. And then how about this thing with McCain being diagnosed with brain cancer?
This really is just a very sad story that came out today.
Yes.
You know, we understand that McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer. Initially, it was said that it was sort of a relatively mild procedure, one in which he was just getting a blood clot removed. And now we know that this has taken on a much more dangerous turn. So, you know, as a result of that, we've seen a lot of people coming out and wishing him the very best, including the President of the United States, Trump. released a statement saying that John McCain is a strong fighter and that his family, as well as the president himself, are wishing for his speedy recovery. Barack Obama issued a statement as well, somebody who, got to know McCain very well on the campaign trail back in 2008, saying that John McCain is a hell of a fighter, as well as an American hero and somebody who, you know, if anyone is going to beat this, it's going to be him. So just a lot of, folks in Washington in the political realm who are, just paying their tributes tonight to somebody who is certainly a, lion of the Senate, somebody who's a very colorful, very interesting figure in Washington, D.C., and one of whom, everybody's just hoping for the very best for.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, we'll be talking with you tomorrow, as I know we're going to be doing a big teachers thing. I've come from a family of teachers. It's so important to me, the American Federation of Teachers. That's in Washington, D.C., and, of course, because of my family situation, I was supposed to be there in person, but we're still going to have a special show on it, so I can't wait for that.
That's great. We certainly wish you could have been there, but we absolutely understand, and everybody at Talk Media News is certainly wishing for the best for you guys right now.
All right. Thank you, Justin. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
So as Justin said, this cancer diagnosis is pretty tough. Senator Graham talking about John McCain's diagnosis says this disease has never had a more worthy opponent. Of course, those two are thick as thieves and have been friends for a very long time, and he was naturally asked about it, and he said, look, God knows how this ends, not me. That's what he told reporters, but I know that the comment I just said, that this disease has never had a more worthy opponent. And, McCain is 80, and what happened was he was undergoing a minor procedure, as Justin was talking about, on Friday, remove a blood clot from above his left eye, and that's when he was diagnosed with that brain tumor. And then the decision for the family now is that they're considering treatment. They're considering treatment at the Mayo Clinic as they kind of, figure this all out. That's probably what's going to happen. They're considering what they're going to do. And it's the Mayo Clinic Hospital in Phoenix, which, of course, is where he's got a home. So not a shock that that would continue there. It's just a surprise diagnosis, given what he was undergoing and then what that diagnosis was. And on this show, we often speak to Dr. Stieg from the Cornell Weill Center, and we'll speak to him about that and about, the treatment and how that happens and how often does that happen. And, of course, we've heard stories similar to that where someone has no idea that this is going on, and then they go in for some other procedure, and then they find out that, oh, wait a second, look what's, happening in my body. And this is, again, one of those moments. So thank goodness that they found that, and that, it's pretty aggressive is what they're saying. An aggressive brain tumor. Mm-hmm. So having that surgically removed with this brain cancer. On the flip side, more miles to go. We'll fill in the blanks next on America Tonight.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in muskrat land and they shimmy.
Hey, Delaney, America Tonight. As I said, we've just really kind of scratched the surface talking with Justin about the big headlines coming out of Washington, D.C. But a couple of other things kind of hit the radar screen, you know, hit the radar screen for me. And a part of that is I was spending some time looking through, as you can imagine, some magazines and some newspapers and whatnot. I had a chance to catch up on kind of like what I would really call odds and ends. And part of the odds and ends included this kind of a follow. It is a follow. Very sad. We were talking about those flash floods in Arizona, and they found a 10th person. Wow. I mean, and they think that this one might be the final victim of the Saturday flash flood, and they, you know, are doing the whole DNA thing and whatnot. They had a helicopter crew scanning tributaries, and they were searching on the ground and trying to make sure with this intense search that they had found everyone they could have found that they knew were in this swimming hole. It was the strangest story. And the flood trapped the family. They were visiting this Cold Springs swimming area in a forest, and it was part of a whole birthday celebration. And very sadly, really the whole family wiped out. 2-year-old, a 19-year-old, the mother, 57, another grandson, 13, and wow, just terrible. So of all ages, you know, I think the youngest was one. And so it was a whole family. They just happened to be in that at the wrong place at the wrong time with the debris and the high water and had no chance really, you know, really no chance to fight it. How are you going to fight that? And they didn't have any survivors. Since we're on that sad slide, this other story just reminds us again of what is going on with kids and hot cars and leaving them in cars. I can't imagine being a police officer and then responding to this, but in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, police found a 2-year-old child that was left in a car overnight. A neighbor who saw the police at the scene said that, you know, they talked about the house and that where the car was. And the child, they found the child late on Friday. The child was left in this car overnight. And they're not releasing a lot of information on it, you know, how long they were there. Is anyone taken into custody? You know, any of that kind of stuff. But the temperature that day was obscene for to leave anyone in the house. I mean, a young child, this young, tiny child. And they say that the temperature, like I was saying, got up to about 90-some degrees. And the 2-year-old was found outside a home owned by the Tennessee mayor. So there's more intrigue as to what is that about. And there are no great answers. There's no answers, frankly, on what it means and what it is. And they just haven't released any of that at this point, trying to figure out, which is smart because they're trying to sort it out before they try before they give the facts, before they give wrong facts. But it is an interesting area for this child to be found in. It's a well-to-do neighborhood, I guess, is the way to put that. So, and I mentioned the O.J. Simpson saga. Most legal experts believe O.J. Simpson will be granted parole at a hearing on Thursday. One of Simpson's lawyers from his murder case, Alan Dershowitz, says he's not so sure about that. He was on Fox News, and he said that Simpson's sentence of 9 to 33 years for a botched robbery in 2007, yes, was excessive, and was retribution for his acquittal on a double murder charge more than a decade earlier. As we know that story, his ex-wife and Ronald Goldman. The parole board, is what he's saying, should not consider that when Simpson comes before them on Thursday, it's quite possible it will, is what he's saying, that he murdered his wife and her friend. Like, that's in there. Is that part of what determines what happens here? Because he says, look, most Americans think O.J. Simpson committed a double murder and got away with it because his lawyers helped him get away with it. And that's the 900-pound gorilla, is what Dershowitz said on Fox News. That's been in every room, the jury room, the courtroom, and maybe the parole room. So nobody can really predict the outcome of what's going to happen here or not. I think he walks because the sentence was pretty excessive. And yeah, he beat the whole murder rap thing, and that people may think that, all of that. But he's 70 years old. I just can't imagine that they're gonna deny him. The parole board doesn't want to look like they're keeping him, I think, because of the acquittal. They don't want to look bad, only to a certain extent, so they're not going to want that. And because of that, I think he walks. Now, you may feel differently. do you think O.J. Simpson moves on, or do they deny his parole? 855-266-2283, 855-266-KATE. You can certainly throw in your 2 cents or send me an email. I've got a ton of email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. That's the easiest way to do that. And a lot of you have already weighed in the last couple of days. In fact, the last couple of weeks on what you believe will ultimately, you know, happen here, whether or not he's going to see the light of day or no, he's going to go back, stay in prison rather, and keep serving more of a sentence. I think it would just look, it doesn't flow right for the parole board, and they're already having, you know, they're already having issues with how many people they've got in their system anyway. So, will people that are familiar with everything that's happened with O.J. Simpson, will they be watching on Thursday? Of course. You know, it's scheduled to be held in Carson City, Nevada at 1 o'clock Eastern on Thursday. And, you know, whether people watch or not, they're going to certainly want to know what happens here. He's incarcerated in Nevada. He was found guilty of armed robbery and kidnapping. That's a specific deal in 2008. They say that the parole hearing will be broadcast live on a whole bunch of different, you know, stations and whatnot. So I think people will want to know. I think some of you listening will want to know, especially you think about the FX Network series, The People versus O.J. Simpson, and then the even documentary that was made about him. There was interest in that because of everything that happened with Simpson in the original trial, the murder trial, and then this crazy thing that happened with the going after the people who had his memorabilia at gunpoint certainly raised the intrigue as well. I think people will pay attention to what the results of the parole hearing are. Stay with us. You can throw in your 2 cents, more on O.J. Simpson, and some other thoughts as well here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
I gotta love this music. Hope you're doing well. Kate Delaney hanging with you across America and elsewhere. A big shout out to my German friends who are listening. Yeah. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, darling. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine and frog fur. Listen, don't forget to tell Paul I said hi and wish him the best. Okay?
I told him.
Good girl. Now I got a joke for you. That's one I've told you a long, long time ago, but I've told you so many, you probably won't remember this one. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go. This guy goes into a hardware store, and he's looking around and looking around. His clerk, not being busy, walks up and says, "May I help you, sir?" And he says, "Yes, I'm looking for one of those little round files." He says, "Right over here, sir. They're called rat tail files. What do you wish it for?" He says, "I'm going to file down my parrot's beak." He says, "Oh, my God, that'll kill him." He said, No. "He's got an excessively large beak. The vet told me how to do it, and that's what I'm going to do, and then he'll be able to talk. Right now, he can't." So the guy sells him the file. A couple, 3 days later, the guy comes back in. He's kicking over cans, knocking down brooms. The clerk runs up to him. He says, "Hey, I remember you." He says, "How's your parrot?" He says, "He's dead." He says, "I told you if you filed his beak down, it would kill him." He says, "No, I think the vice did it."
That's good. I like that.
Now, I'd like to request a song for John McCain.
Let's hear it.
"Another One Bites the Dust."
"Another One Bites the Dust." Wow.
I am not a fan. I don't care. I am not a fan of this man. He has hated America ever since they left him in that Hanoi Hilton, and he's done everything in his power to hurt this country. From Keating 5 to McCain-Feingold, you name it. This guy has been a thorn in the side of America, and he has this absolute hatred for the United States of America because he was left in that Hanoi Hilton. He thought he should have been rescued since his daddy was second in command in Vietnam. I know where the bodies are buried, and I know about this no good Dick. And they can claim hero all they want to, but as far as I'm concerned, he's scum of the earth. And so sorry if you feel anything different, but that's how I feel about it, and that's the way it is. Well, anyway,
always. The right turn. I love it.
Well, I always tell you exactly how I feel.
You do.
I'm going to make some mixed words. I mean, if I tell you something, you can take it to the bank.
Yes.
Well, listen, I know you're busy and you've got to get to other people. But I just want to throw all that in, and I wanted to give you the joke first because it's better to give you a little bit of sweetness before you add in the sour.
All right, Dan, thanks. Oh, like I said, he never pulls any punches. Not a fan of John McCain, he says, since he was taken as a prisoner of war. I have a much softer approach, Dan, as you know, and I think it was horrific what happened to John McCain, and whatever you believe it did to him, I do think he tries to be a patriot. I do. I really do. And I don't always agree with John McCain either. Absolutely. I don't. But I'll say this. I certainly don't wish brain cancer on anyone. And it is aggressive and it is horrific what's happened here. And John McCain, on another side of life, forget the politics, from people that I know who know John McCain, they say, and they don't always agree with his politics either, they say he has done some wonderful things for a lot of people and not needing necessarily the spotlight on him to highlight some of what he's done. And I'll say it again. I certainly would not wish brain cancer on anyone. It's not, it's awful. But, and he's going to need rest and time with his family and everything else, blah, blah, blah. And McCain was just reelected. So think about the Senate and that seat for 6 years. That's a key seat. Unless, if something different happens there, I mean, you wouldn't want that seat to be in play numbers-wise, if you think from the Republicans. But, I mean, too early to know anything until you know what happens with his surgery. I mean, there it is. Whatever happens with the surgery and the diagnosis, obviously, is a very, very scary diagnosis. I mean, even Bill Clinton said, don't bet against John McCain. You know, pretty much that's what you're hearing from Republicans and Democrats because they've either battled him or been on the same side as he has been, how many times. I mean, he's going to need chemotherapy, radiation, because that's part of that additional treatment you need when you're talking about an aggressive brain tumor. When we talk about For Your Health, we do these segments sometimes for your health. And so the whole thing of the brain tumor comes up. The brain, and we have had a lot of conversation this year about the brain and the significance in many different ways of our brains. And we've talked to people about Alzheimer's. We've talked to people about areas of the brain, strengthening areas of the brain. And when we talk about Alzheimer's, we've talked about music. We've talked about, it used to be, do crossword puzzles and Sudoku, and every single day do that because that will keep you strong from possibly preventing Alzheimer's. And now they say it's really like learning a foreign language, or even more, learning an instrument, learning something completely different for a different way to elevate the brain in a sense. Sounds funny to use the word elevate, and no doctor would do that, but that's my version of what they're talking about, keeping your brain healthy in that sense. And it is very scary when you think about Parkinson's and you think about Alzheimer's and what is it that triggers that and how are we seeing these devastating disorders that seem to be increasing. What is it that you can, you know, what is it that you can do to prevent that if there is such a thing? Because I think those numbers, and we certainly know that, those numbers keep climbing. And speaking of numbers climbing, in a different direction we go, let's talk about finance for a minute. You know, I always say this, I'm not a stockbroker. I have schooled myself on financial matters because I realized, if I don't do it, who else is going to do it? So I have done that for what that's worth. And we certainly have had many people on this show a couple of different times. I shouldn't say a couple of different, a lot. But we've had special segments that have gone on for years to give you different voices, and that's the whole idea. If you ever wonder, well, I really liked that guy. I really liked Steve Kelly. I really liked, Bonacorsi. I've had great people on the show, but the whole idea is changing different voices out to give you a different point of view of your future financially and what you can do. But I'll tell you what, stocks just flew out on Wednesday with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hitting massive records. Everything seemed to be higher. Technology was hot. The numbers are very, 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 very big, with some of those indexes I just mentioned being, you know, being up and looking at a couple of different signature, what I would call signature things to look at, like, of course, a barrel of crude. If you look at West Texas Intermediate crude, it rose 1.5% to 47.10 a barrel. Pretty big, right? If you looked at, for example, in jumping around, if you looked at iron ore, 2.7% to reach the highest level since May 3rd. And then you could look at the euro. You could look at the British pound. You could look at the Japanese yen, which fell a bit. But the numbers of our markets were very, very strong. And we've had a good year pretty much across the board, which is one positive for sure in the camp of this president, because he's the president and you get judged by the markets. There's no doubt about that. You absolutely are judged by what's happening in the markets. And here's a market that could be a little shaky. In Lima, Peru, union workers at 50 mines, they say actually even more than 50 mines in Peru, have gone on strike. And why? Because they're protesting labor reform that they say is going to really just cripple laborers' rights. Ricardo Juarez is the leader of the National Federation of Miners. He says the strike is indefinite and 90% of the unions have joined. So why is this significant? Because the protests are targeting mining activity in the world's second biggest copper-producing nation. Copper, my friends, gets stolen out of lots of houses that are being built in the United States. Think of it, the price of copper. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of what I like to call fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo.
Bingo!
Oh, yes, bingo indeed. Okay, so we have Nathan Reeder, who is always with us. He's like the right-hand man, the left-hand man, and everything in between. Hi, Nathan.
Wow, that's big.
It is big, isn't it?
It gets to be big on the other side of you know, the radio. You really don't know where it is, do you? I'm everywhere.
Infinity, baby, infinity. All right, so this is crazy, and I'm just going to describe this for you. It almost looks like it's fake. You have there was a photo that was posted, and it was like the photo heard around the world of a cycler's legs, where it looked like just chunks of meat with veins coursing through it. And what it is a Tour de France cyclist posts some shocking photos of his legs. And the legs of Paul Plaginski show after 16 stages where he's like in 75th place and is, you know, off the pace, obviously, set by the leader, Chris Fromm. He's got, you know, the toll that you take on, it takes on your body. It shows you the gruelingness of it. You know, this is a young-ish guy, and his legs look like it's a fake movie. Like, you know what it looks like? It looks like the Hulk, the skin of the Hulk. And that's apparently what happens. Is that worth it? To have Hulk legs? I'm saying they're really ugly. Like, it doesn't look real, even.
Have you seen cauliflower ear from wrestlers?
I have. It's so sickening.
You know, they have too, and they saw it before their ears got that way, and there's choices you make for your craft.
How did I know you were going to say something like that?
Come on, you know it.
Yeah, yeah, there's choices you make. Those are the choices.
Yeah, it is. It's about what you want to do in the world, go do it, and then you're going to have consequences. That's how it works. Take responsibility for it, and we all keep going. Don't you know, fart at someone for making their choices. They probably already smell it. They smell it before you do it, you know?
Yeah, there's that thing about you dealt it. Yes, I understand. All right, so you're saying bingo. Hey, you make that choice, that's your choice.
Yeah.
Don't whine to us and show us your legs and act like a baby.
Oh, no, you can totally do that. I'm just not going to feel bad for you.
I'm not going to feel bad for you. I love it. All right, do you feel bad for this guy? This is wild. It was National Hot Dog Day, in case you didn't know it. Do you like hot dogs? Oh, there's a pause there.
Hot dogs. I mean, I like cased meats, yes, and I have definitely eaten and enjoyed hot dogs over my lifetime. We'll put it there.
I like cased meats. I love that. All right, Joey Chestnut, who is now the number one guy with the hot dog, the Nathan's
the
hot dog
name.
Eating contest.
Oh, my goodness. That is great.
Chestnut. I know. Chestnut. Let's see how many chestnuts he can eat. Anyway, he had 72 hot dogs this past year. He won for the 10th time. And he tweeted out, it's National Hot Dog Day. And I want it to be known that the hot dog stands are free and independent from the tyranny of the sandwich. He says that hot dogs are not sandwiches, or in his words, they shouldn't be billed as sandwiches. Why do people call them sandwiches? Have you heard hot dogs called as sandwiches?
No.
No. I've never heard that before. So I'm thinking, maybe that's a West Coast thing. He comes from San Jose. I've never heard that before.
I'm thinking the promotion machine went underway and tried to come up with some other reason to get a new hashtag.
Well,
out there.
Here's what they're saying. They're saying that the Earl of Sandwich intended, when he created this dish, this whole idea of the hot dog, that the buns, they are two separate entities, and that the filling of the bun is what distinguishes sandwiches from the cousins, which would be like the hot dog bun. Ugh, that's ridiculous. So a sandwich is a sandwich with two separate pieces of bread, but a hot dog's not a sandwich because it's a hot dog. It's a piece of bologna, basically.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's not a sandwich, period. So I agree with Joey Chestnut, and I'm going to say bingo for that.
Is an Oreo a cookie or a sandwich?
It's a cookie.
Are you sure?
I don't know. It's good. I know that. I'd stay away from them. I try so hard not to eat an Oreo because it leads to too many others. Yeah, it's not. But it's an interesting thing to debate. I totally understand. You don't watch Game of Thrones, do you?
Nope, we talked about this last one of these.
Yeah, I remember, because you said, no, I don't watch Game of Thrones, ooh, I don't do it.
Exactly, that's how I sounded, too.
Even though everybody else in the world does, and probably half the people I know watch it, so I don't watch Game of Thrones. What do you feel, sometimes people feel like they all have to jump on the bandwagon, though, and that becomes, when a show becomes popular. Well, what about if a show's popular, then it goes away. You know, this is the final season. Of course, it's there to just stream eventually. You can stream
like
it
Alf.
For free. Yeah, would you? Will you stream it eventually one day in your life? You think you'd be tempted?
I'm sure I could totally find myself watching that. I haven't exercised all of the comic book movies yet. So give me
because you
few
like those
hours.
The best.
I guess I can't tell what I like best. That's filler time stuff. You know how Netflix does. Come on.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's filler time. It's filler waste time, especially if you do the binge watching thing. Because if you get sucked into that, unless you just have horrific weather or you have other things that are going on.
I mean, I watched some of the new stuff. I watched Orange is the New Black.
I did too. I watched that. I liked it. The ending, crazy, but yes, I liked it.
Unbreakables with Kimmy Schmidt, that's pretty funny.
I like Unbreakables too. We like some of the same shows, yeah. It's I like the funny, sarcastic, over the top, and that both of those fall into
irreverent
that.
Irreverent.
Fond
descriptions.
Yeah, that's good, irreverent. How about this? Would you be shocked to know that humans have produced 18.2 trillion pounds of plastic since the 50s? You know, that's equal in size, they say, I just read this in the USA Today, to 1 billion elephants.
The island's getting bigger, guys.
That's enormous. That is crazy. That doesn't seem good to me. I don't care what environmental study you do. That's nutty. And they say by 2050, another 26.5 trillion pounds will be produced worldwide.
Boo.
That is a boo. That can't be good. That's just not good.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's fruits and nuts. I watched the Lomax today, and yep, it gave me a little sad tear right onto my other country-made pillow.
My country-made pillow. Yeah, it is sad, especially the comparisons where they try to put into perspective. Okay, so that's a lot. 1 billion elephants. It would also be 80 million blue whales, 822,000 Eiffel Towers, and 25,000 Empire State Buildings.
I love it when people do the scale. Let's see what scale we could put it in. I mean, sometimes it's very helpful, but a lot of the times it's just pretty funny. I mean, you really only need, like, one or two of those, but then there's how many other animals? I mean, it's a good statistic. I just think the concept ends up in a funny way sometimes.
It does end up in a funny way, and it puts it in perspective, like you said. I think it's the image of the elephants is enough for me. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Nathan Reeder.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain. But suddenly my...
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.